This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
If you miss our coverage of the White House proposal today for that mandatory tax on overseas corporate earnings to pay for bridges, roads, and other infrastructure, it'll be at marketplace.org. It's just one part of a $4 trillion spending plan the president is sending over to Congress for discussion today. And to stay with his theme of money and superstition, the budget is unveiled on what is Groundhog Day. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer finds all this significant.
You remember Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, reliving the same day over and over?
I wake up every day right here, and it's always February 2nd.
President Obama was stuck in a routine, too. Year after year, his budget bowed to sequestration cuts.
There was the same script over and over again, where he was trying to put out a budget to meet the Republicans halfway.
That's Mike Konzel, a fellow at the Progressive Roosevelt Institute. He says this year, President Obama is departing from the script. A White House official says the budget will reverse harmful sequestration. Konzel is delighted.
Yeah, I think it's a great move.
But former Clinton White House official Bill Galston says President Obama may be going a bit too off script. Galston says the president risks alienating voters worried about the deficit.
And so there are limits as to how far the president can go down this road without incurring some political risks.
And the budget, of course, is mainly a political roadmap. No one expects Congress to approve it. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.